John chapter 16. Now this is continuing Jesus in the upper room just before he goes out to die, talking with his disciples. These things I have spoken unto you, so that you will not lose your faith. The time comes when they will cast you out from the synagogues, and when anyone who kills you will think that they are serving God by doing this. Now, as we learnt from the man who was born blind, who was cast out of the synagogue, to be cast out of the synagogue meant that you didn't get help from the Jewish authorities, that you were really in a bad position, you were thrown out of society. And yet Jesus says the time will come when they will cast you out of the synagogues. So he wasn't saying, look, oh, they don't believe the right thing, you must separate from them. He's saying, look, if you stand up for what you believe, they will cast you out. And that is how I think it has to be, that we continue with people until they pull out with us and say, look, you are thrown out. And then the guilt is totally with them. So you haven't got to worry about separating from this, separating from that. If you really live and believe as you should do, then other people who are doing wrong will exclude you. Jesus says, people will do those things to you because they've not known neither the Father nor myself. But I've told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you will remember that I told you. So the idea of Bible prophecy is not to predict things in advance, but rather so that when it happens, then we know that, ah yes, that is what was said. I did not speak these things unto you at the beginning, while I was yet with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. That's God. But none of you asks me, where are you going? And now that I have told you, your hearts are sad, but I tell you the truth. It's better for you that I go away, because if I do not go, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I go away, then I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of sin, and about righteousness, and about God's judgment. So what he's saying is that although he physically would not be with them, he would send the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the presence of Jesus in our hearts, that would be so real that it was as if Jesus was physically with us. And so that's why the Holy Spirit, which is the presence or the Spirit or the power of God, is personified. It's spoken of as if it's a person, just like wisdom is spoken of as if it's a woman in Proverbs, but there is no woman called wisdom. It's a way of speech that talks about those things which are abstract, like wisdom or the Spirit, as if they are persons, when they're actually not physically a person. So he says that the world is convicted about sin because they do not believe in me. They're convicted of righteousness because I'm going to the Father and you will not see me anymore. And they are convicted about judgment because the prince of this world has been judged. I have much more to tell you, but now that would be too much for you. But when the Spirit comes, who reveals the truth to you about God, he will lead you into all truth. He will not speak in his own name, but he will speak that which he hears and will tell you of things to come. He will give you my glory, because he will take what I say and tell it to you. All that my Father has is mine. That is why I said that the Spirit will take what I give and tell it to you. In a little time, you will not see me anymore, and yet after a little time, you will see me. And some of the disciples, of course, asked him, what does this mean? He tells us that in a little time we will not see him, and then in a little time we will see him. And he also says, because I am going to the Father. What does this a little time mean? We do not understand him. Now Jesus knew that they wanted to question him, and so he said to them, I said, in a little while you will not see me, and then in a little time later you will see me. Is that what you are asking about? Amongst yourselves, truly, truly, I tell you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sad, but your sadness will be turned into joy. When a woman is about to give birth, she is sorrowful because her hour of suffering has come. But once the baby is born, she forgets that suffering for joy that a child has been born into the world. And so it shall be with you. Now you have sadness, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and that joy no one takes away from you. And so the joy that we have, because Jesus endured his time of suffering and rose from the dead, that cannot be taken from us by anything, by any kind of disaster, by any kind of personal loss. In that day, Jesus continued, you will not ask me any questions. I tell you the truth, the Father will give you whatever you ask him for in my name. Up until now, you've not asked for anything in my name, but ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be full. I've used figurative language to tell you these things, but the time comes when I will speak plainly and show you plainly of the Father. In that day, you will ask him directly in my name, and I don't say that I will ask him on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you. He loves you because you love me and have believed that I came from God. I did come forth from the Father, and I came into the world, and now I leave the world and go to the Father. Then the disciples said to him, now you speak plainly, and you don't use any proverbs. Now we know that you know all things, and you don't need anyone to ask you questions. This makes us believe that you proceeded forth from God. Jesus responded to them, do you now believe? The time is coming and has now come when all of you will be scattered, each to his own, and I shall be left alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Now that is so comforting, that even if we feel that everybody is against us or has left us, the Father is with us. I have told you these things so that you may have peace on behalf of your connection with me. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good comfort. I have overcome the world.